The quest endures. Good morning with a KUAC Summit Quest 300 preview. I'm Dan Bross. There's no 1,000-mile Yukon quest between Fairbanks and Whitehorse this year. That's, of course, due to pandemic Alaska-Yukon border crossing restrictions. But race organizers on the Alaska side are putting on the shorter Quest 300, which usually happens outside of the spotlight. But this year, it's the main event. Rebranded the Summit Quest 300, the race route runs from Two Rivers over Rosebud and Eagle Summits to Central and Circle before turning back and finishing in Central. The 300-miler has drawn a field that includes two-time past 1,000-mile champion Hugh Neff, a few other Quest veterans, and a lot of rookies looking to gain experience. As Lex Trinan reports, race organizers are making the event happen despite tough financial times, and mushers are excited to run it.
The annual mushers food drop in Fairbanks is quieter than most years. Mushers trickle in through the afternoon to unload burlap bags filled with snacks, new socks, and odd supplies, and lay them in piles in the parking lot of a warehouse. Each bag has the musher's name written out and the name of the checkpoint, and the bags will be delivered to checkpoints along the route. Race Marshal Doug Grillo says the race is running on a shoestring compared to usual, but thanks to committed longtime volunteers and sponsors, they're getting by.
Everybody in Fairbanks that have sponsored us have really stepped up. I've been really, really grateful for everybody that's done that this year. Money is tight.
Things like satellite internet at checkpoints, official race media crew, and accommodations for officials won't happen this year. Grillo says as the race digs itself out of a financial hole left from last year, the race simply couldn't afford to do an alternate route like the Iditarod is doing.
And it would have been really fun to pop out on the river and maybe go down to Tok or something and put a big loop in, but realistically, a lot bigger footprint.
The shorter course, along with new requirements about resting at checkpoints, kept some of the big names out of this year's race, like last year's champion Brent Sass. And of course, Canadian frontrunners are staying away due to border restrictions. It's left just 19 racers scheduled to line up at the start line on Chena Hot Springs Road on Saturday. But the 300-mile race, which also serves as a qualifier for longer races like the 1,000-mile Quest and the Iditarod, is packed with an exciting field of rookies.
This is my first year of distance mushing.
DJ Starr got roped into mushing a few years ago after the Iditarod started in Fairbanks and came through his hometown of Huslia in 2017. The young Koyukon Athabascan musher, who trains in mostly flat country on the Koyukuk River, is soaking up every lesson he can get from experienced race officials.
She referred to like working on a piece of meat. If you look at the big piece of meat, it could be a daunting process to process it, but, break it down one step at a time.
Mostly, he's just grateful to be racing, thanks to his friends and sponsors in Huslia. Bridget Watkins is also racing her first Summit Quest 300 this year, but you can hardly call her a rookie.
I've watched it my whole life. My family's raced in it, my dad, of course, and Allie, and so it just feels kind of natural.
That would be her father, Alan Moore, and stepmom, Allie Zirkel, both former champions from whose dogs she raised her kennel. Despite her pedigree and the pedigree of her dogs, Watkins says she's nervous like any rookie.
The one disadvantage when you've had so many family members and they've run it so many times is they tell you all the horror stories, right?
Another rookie with dogs from a strong bloodline is Kai Letty. She's racing a litter of two-year-olds bred from Dallas Seavey's dog. She says even after they ran the 300-mile race last week, they came out unscathed.
Our manager is a vet tech, and she looked them all real good, and she was like, every single dog in your group could go do the Quest 300 this week. And that just blew my mind.
Like many of this year's Summit Quest mushers, Letty is hoping that the 300-miler will set her up for the full 1,000-mile race next year. But with Canadian border closures continuing and a lagging economy draining sponsorship dollars, getting the race to happen next year will take a lot more than just talented dog teams. In Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.
The Summit Quest 300 starts tomorrow morning at Pleasant Valley Store in Two Rivers on Chena Hot Springs Road. And you can hear a report from the start line on KUAC at 11 a.m. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2021 Summit Quest is made possible by Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.